Codex Legacy, an audio drama by Emily Inkpen.
Almost 1500 years ago, our ancestors landed on this planet with technology we have never managed to replicate.
We were sent here in giant seed chips, with more data than any one person could ever get through in a lifetime. 10,000 people and some animals were left with all this knowledge, except the plans for interstellar travel. So, they didn't want us going back. Why?
I expect this planet had more tricks up its sleeve than they anticipated. We've been dragging ourselves forward until now, Tristan. This invention of Osa's, it surpasses everything they knew.
I was told to create the most scientifically advanced weapon the world has ever seen. I did not sell it, and I did not detonate it. When Varian, Isra, and Ren go into battle and kill a multitude, do you feel responsible?
That's different.
And how is that?
It is not Devitt's responsibility.
So this bomb was not mine?
Didn't you hear what I just said? The rebels are coming, Ren. Get ready.
Lost Isra. She's been taken captive. I don't have much time. The electrical currents disabled her chip, but we cannot track her.
You mean to ask me if she's already dead?
I don't. No.
We can end their lives at a push of a button, no matter where in the world they are, and they know it. A person should not have to live with that threat.
Seconds count here, Varian.
I know, but losing you as well would make this a very bad day.
Have you thought about what they might be doing to her?
I'm trying not to. Don't be stupid, Hiren. Wait.
We may have a serious problem.
You think that if Ivzra escapes the rebels and chooses to run from us, we won't be able to find her?
That is exactly what I'm thinking.
Find her, Ren.
I will.
So you really think countries will choose to hire Dex military in times of need rather than maintain their own military power constantly? And you believe you can keep Dex island neutral?
Yes.
How?
Because they will fear us. If all goes well, after today, they will all fear us.